We meet forward. Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. It's at some point during the chapel address, the speaker is, let's say, looking this way, and two people over there start whispering to each other, and then he changes his point of view and they stop talking. Did they sin? Did they sin against God is really the question. Again, from God's point of view, is it wrong for students to plagiarize, to cheat on their homework, even though the teacher doesn't find out about it? Is it okay to use bad language when only your friends will hear you? I think you know the answer to these questions. Even if no one in authority is around to notice, even if it's just a private thought in my mind, a mere desire in your heart, which never becomes an action, still there is one supreme authority who knows exactly what we are doing, what we are saying, what we are thinking at every moment. By the way, the examples that fit students can be replaced quite easily by other examples that fit the rest of us who are not in the student category. How often, for instance, does the seasoned driver going above the speed limit slow down when he sees the police car, only to speed up again when the patrolman is gone from view? Human nature afflicts people of all ages. Children, teenagers, and adults have the same tendency to alter their behavior depending on who's watching. Let's be more precise about that. Depending on whom they think is watching. The verses from Psalm 139 are meant, in part, as a tap on the shoulder for us, with a very urgent reminder of this fact. Your God is watching all the time. Your God is watching. Does that give us a bit of a jolt? Will it grab our attention for a moment? Will it make you think twice? We really should and constantly need to stop to think. What does God say about this activity we're doing? Or this plan I'm hatching? Or this impulse you're having? What does God think about it? Now, sadly, we don't have that caution in mind. Rather, we cater to the people whose opinion matters more to us, whose favor we are seeking, or we give in to ourselves, while ignoring the fact that God, my God, your God, watches everything. And he sees it all, not just the actions, but the motive behind it. He knows instantly if we are being careless or spineless or deliberate with our sins. He knows right away if I am using the gospel as an excuse to do what I want. He knows it right away. If you let your flesh take over your attitudes, your values, your habits, it's a sobering thing to think about just on the basis of one day, one 24-hour period. How much sin could the Lord Jesus indict us with if he chose just in that time period to condemn us based on what we deserve, but the standards of God's law have to see. All right. Now listen to a verse from Lamentations. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. With any day, with every day, we get fresh breath, a clean slate. Yesterday's sins do not carry over. And today's sins are wiped off the record because Jesus paid for every one of them. When we forget what God wants us to do and go our own way, God continues to remember what Jesus did in your place and how that makes you and me right with him. Yes, God is watching Jesus when he looks at you and sees his perfection as your righteousness, his sacrificial death as your debt, fully paid, completely canceled. Yes, God is watching, and that's the good thing. God is watching, and we don't have to run and hide. Not when we live this life of daily repentance, clinging to the cross of our Savior. That's going to mean that the God watching us also watches over us with the same love and concern that brought you to Savior in the first place. He watches over you with a very vigilant eye that never misses anything, like danger coming your way. He watches over you with a loving determination not to lose you to the devil and his deceptive ways. He watches over us like that strong father helping his weak children, jumping in and handling all their circumstances so that they turn out for your good and mine. So, like the psalm writer, by faith, let's rely on the way God is as he has revealed himself. In other words, what he sees in us and around us, what he knows about us, and especially what he does for us. Keeping all that in mind, we can be a combination of three things: cautious, concerned, confident. Cautious about our own weakness and the spiritual threats that we have to face in this world. Concerned about our own sins, all of them, and the judgment they deserve. Yet confident in the Savior, the forgiveness that he won for us, full, free, and complete, and the fact that there is the security with him as he establishes it, bringing you and me by his grace, through his word, around the mines, through the minefield of this life, to that victory that promised, where you and I are with him in eternal glory. Amen. In our closing hymn, there is the reoccurrence of the word watch and see, but it's not God towards us. It's you and I toward God, especially our Lord and Savior on the cross. We sing hymn 155. All stand to sing 155.